I'm Sue Patterson, and welcome to the Unschooling Mom to Mom podcast. You know, I believe the best way to conquer your fears and hesitations about unschooling is to get good information and support. That's why I offer you this short weekly podcast to share what I've seen over nearly 30 years so you don't have to learn it all from scratch. The show notes and the blog post will have discounts for you as a podcast listener, so be sure to tap into those. So, let's get to it. With Halloween around the corner, if you're on any of the Unschooling Mom to Mom social media platforms, you've seen a few memes. We really get into the holidays, and Halloween is no exception. But with this particular holiday, parents bump into some tough decisions. So that's what I want to talk with you about in this last week of October. Things like candy consumption, or whether to let big kids trick or treat, or what to do with the critics in our lives, those people who don't like the decisions we're making. So let's start with all that candy. Yes, lots of people give out other things besides candy, and you may do this too. But if your kids trick or treat, they'll be coming home with a whole lot of sugary loot. Realistically, even if you don't do Halloween, we're entering the candy season. So this candy issue starts at Halloween and then continues on through the end of the year, right? The holidays are full of sweet treats. In general, most parents have been learning more about nutrition, and there are some pitfalls that can come with our society's sugary obsession. That being said, candy and sweet desserts are woven into our holiday experiences. So what's a conscientious mom to do? Everyone's going to handle this differently, but I have a few points that I want to bring to the front of your mind. And the first is this concept of forbidden fruit. When we're told we can't have something, it makes us want it more, right? So if you fall into that camp of wanting to dole out the candy a little at a time, you're going to elevate its importance to the kids. This often leads to kids sneaking to get more or lying about how much they've had. And when we parcel it out, making it the forbidden fruit, we have created that dynamic. Lots of parents think, oh, but if I don't put some limits on them, they'll eat it all and make themselves sick. And if you have been limiting it, that may well happen. But they'll learn from that tummy ache, and you'll have the opportunity to talk with them about what's going on. Remember, it's about partnering with them, even on topics like candy. I do remember talking to a grown unschooler who was a new mom. She had grown up with this concept, and when she left the candy on the coffee table, her toddler was devouring it all. But it's okay, especially for the little ones, to put the bag or the bowl of candy out of their line of sight. They will learn to manage it, but toddlers aren't really there yet. Enjoy the candy with them, but sprinkle in other food they like. When you think of candy as just part of the buffet of foods they enjoy, kids won't see the candy as the one thing they've got to have more of. You could even do what she did and create their own fruit roll-up style of candy from dehydrated fruit. The child didn't really see the difference between that and the other candy. It was sweet, and the interaction between the mom and child stayed positive. Many unschooling moms over the years have shared how their kids picked through what they like first, and then they didn't seem to be as interested in it later on. It takes a little bit of trust on your part, though. But time and time again, we see that kids learn how to manage their freedom. At our house, we had this black plastic cauldron near our front door full of the candy that had been collected at Halloween. Year after year, I'd have to dump it at the end of the following summer to get ready for the new candy that would be coming in. And for a while, we lived on an Air Force base, and with three kids, they had quite a haul. Interestingly, the kids who had their candy rationed out and were removed entirely, they were the ones who dove into that cauldron whenever they came over. My kids kind of shrugged it off. So another issue that parents are concerned about is cavities. Lots of parents are worried about the damage sugar can do to teeth, but research shows that your DNA, whether or not you inherited strong, healthy teeth, has a lot more to do with whether or not you'll get cavities. Kids who have a tendency for cavities will probably get them even if you skip the Halloween candy altogether. Parents in the Unschooling Mom to Mom Facebook group shared some ideas for how they approach this. They suggested rinsing with water after eating, or eating foods that were natural teeth cleaners like celery or apples or hard cheeses. offering xylitol gum after eating candy. Apparently, bacteria doesn't like to grow around xylitol. Bringing kid flossers to them while they're watching YouTube or playing something while sitting still. Brushing teeth before bed so it's not sitting there all night. And from a dental care standpoint, getting molars sealed and finding a dentist who works quickly with problem teeth was another suggestion that came up. And another practical tip has to do with making sure that the kids are full before they go out trick-or-treating. We used to host a little potluck with macaroni and hot dogs as our kids' friends assembled before hitting the neighborhood. Other moms I know have had pizza. My friend and nutritionist Karen Kennedy advised us all to have a big lunch and then a protein-packed smaller dinner. She suggested turkey sandwiches, scrambled eggs, or lentil soup, and this is the nutrition-smart way to offset the sugar that's going to be coming into their systems. When we can stop being so fearful about the candy, we can plan ahead and then also prioritize the connection. The stress and the tension will decrease. The next thing people seem worried about are those teens trick-or-treating. Lots of people feel like the big kids need to leave it with the littles. But I think that's an anti-teen sentiment that's just really prevalent in society. Sure, they want the free candy, but let's look at what else may be going on. On one hand, we complain that kids grow up too quickly. Then we tell them they're too big for trick-or-treating. But maybe they want to enjoy a holiday that has special memories for them. Maybe it's an opportunity to have fun with their friends in a safe way. Maybe they just like to dress up and it gives them an opportunity to do that. But they're part of your community too, so be nice to them when they come to the door. They may be struggling with growing up. You know, also remember this, a child who comes regardless of their age, they may take more than one piece of candy and they may have fine motor problems. Or a child taking a while to choose their candy may have planning or processing needs. A child who doesn't say the obligatory trick-or-treat or thank you may have communication issues. And a child without a costume may have sensory needs. So model kindness. You might be the only adult advocating for the kids that show up at your door. You might hear other adults talking about the big kids or the considered the problem kids at trick-or-treating. Maybe others just haven't thought of it and they're kind of swept up in the anti-teen sentiment that's so common in society. The adults near you may need you to remind them to be kinder. Childhood ends all too quickly, and some of the bigger kids are noticing that. So give them the candy. What's it going to hurt? What about those adults in our world? Some of them may be critical of you and your choices. Maybe it's about the candy, the costumes, the big kids. Oh, people have all sorts of reasons to criticize us, right? Sometimes we need to stop and evaluate how much influence we want other people to have on what we're deciding to do as parents. I saw a meme the other day that said, if you don't like someone else's parenting, why would you listen to their criticism? Well, that's something to remember, right? Whether it has to do with Halloween or not. Sometimes we've even internalized some of these judgments and we're our own worst critic. As we move through this parenting phase of our lives, we often bring a need for approval with us. An unschooling approach would be to prioritize the relationship you have with your own children over the connection you have with other parents. You don't need their approval. Odds are someone is going to dislike something you do, no matter what you choose. So continue to move in the direction of strengthening those bonds with your kids. So about that candy, don't ration it. Don't keep it from them. Don't buy it back, whatever the latest thing is. Remember that making it forbidden makes it more important. The more you restrict it, the more they'll focus on it. About those critics, take a deep breath. Make the choices you want to make. And about the children, prioritize advocating for the kids. Big kids, little kids, your kids, my kids, everyone's kids. Be the grown-up that stands up for them. If you hop over to the blog post, I have a collection of Halloween movies, Halloween books, Pinterest ideas, all things Halloween. So if you're looking for something to say, oh, let's do a little more for this week before Halloween, I have some stuff for you over there. So go ahead and give that a look. I'm Sue Patterson, and you've been listening to the Unschooling Mom to Mom podcast. You can follow Unschooling Mom to Mom on Instagram, Facebook, Pinterest, and even YouTube. If you haven't yet, go to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or whatever your favorite listening platform is, and subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. Join me next week for another Unschooling Mom to Mom pep talk. Thank you for listening. Happy unschooling, and enjoy your kids.